Hello again, friends. Lovely that you've taken time to join us. Really appreciate that, that people tune into these wee devotionals day after day. And I really thought that by now most people would have got tired of them, but there's still a few people listening, and maybe you can share some with your friends as well. Up here in the attic once again, just looking through a few things, and I was in the house, was thinking about a skateboard that I had up in my mum and dad's attic that I picked up in California, of all places, whenever my father retired way back 2000, I think it was, he'd retired early. He and I went off to California, and I was really into skateboards at the time, and I remember thinking, I'm going to bring home a souvenir. So I, place called Half Moon Bay, picked up this Danny Way Alien Workshop skateboard, and then in Santa Cruz picked up the trucks, Tensor trucks and Spitfire cookout wheels. But it was the deck that really got me, the deck. Danny Way was I suppose a hero of mine. He bomb dropped out of a helicopter onto a half pipe on one occasion, and then another time he jumped over the Great Wall of China on a skateboard. So he did some pretty amazing things, and this board is probably quite collectible at this time. And it's just the name Alien Workshop that I wanted to say a few things about from the Bible. Not that the Bible says anything about skateboards or aliens in the sense of creatures from outer space, but the word alien, it just means a stranger. It means an outsider, somebody coming outside of a situation and entering into a situation that they're foreign to, that they maybe don't know much about, and they're aliens. They've maybe no credit or claim in a certain place, and they come in from outside, and we often say that they're aliens. Alien Workshop. And aliens are mentioned in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians. Now, the church at Ephesus, by and large, was made up of Gentiles, that is, non-Jews, people who before were strangers to the things of God, and yet they were brought in. And you know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to his own, he came to the Jewish people, and his own received him not. And he became a saviour then of the Gentiles, the non-Jews, people like you and I from this nation of ours, outside of the Commonwealth of Israel. And as Paul writes to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2, he reminds them of what they once were and of what they now are. It's like a before and after picture. Sometimes at this time of the year, you get pictures like that. People maybe trying to work off a bit of the fat that they've built up over Christmas, and they maybe look online or in a magazine for diets, and they see a before picture and an after picture. What somebody looked like before, and then what they look like after. And Ephesians 2 is Paul's before and after picture of a Christian. And in verse number 1 he says, "And you hath he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." So before you were dead, now you're alive. Verse number 2, "Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world." But he says, now you're walking with the Lord. Your walk has changed. Your nature has changed. And he speaks about being raised up together. And then in verse number 12, he says, "At that time before ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants and promise, having no hope and without God in this world." That's what the non-Jewish people were like. They were without God. They were without Christ. They were strangers to God's word, strangers to God's law, strangers to God's covenants and promises. And yet the gospel of Jesus Christ reached them. Even whenever they had no hope, and they were without God, and they were outsiders, strangers to grace and to God, aliens, alienated, separate from God, separated from God because of their sins. And that's what we all are by nature. We're aliens from the things of God. We're alienated from God, separated from God, strangers to God. But then verse number 13, But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And it goes on to say in verse number 14, "For he is our peace." And so the Lord Jesus Christ, through the death, his death upon the cross, has reconciled threw himself to God, people who were once strangers, foreigners, aliens, far away from God, no entitlement to the things of God, and yet Jesus Christ has brought them into the family and into the fold of God. And maybe today, as you look at your life, you're an alien from God, a stranger, an outsider, and you're without God in this world. And if you're honest, you've got no hope and you've got no peace. You too can be brought in, brought to know the Saviour. If you believe in him as your Saviour, you believe that he lived for you, he died for you upon the cross as the Son of God and God the Son, and he paid the price for your sins through the shedding of his blood, and you give your life to him and trust him with all your heart, you can be brought into the family and fold of God and have that peace in your heart and that wonderful hope that endureth and a new life and a new beginning. God bless you, and hopefully we will see you again very soon.